Welcome to everyone. So anything from the last day digested to be shared or undigested to be discussed? No, please feel free. You just try. Yeah.
You said we have spoken about personal.
Yeah, personal. Yeah, individual. Yeah.
And if you go behind this, so this is global.
Yeah, like from the personal to the like from where we came,
yes.
You know. That is yoga. Yeah.
And in the end, you said that if the unity is materializing, so it has to become personality, persons, animals, humans, trees.
Mm-hmm.
But on the other hand side, there is a becoming material
A question.
And we are persons.
Yeah.
So,
why? Yes.
We should go back.
Yeah, certainly, you know, like this. This question arises because mind cannot be like live without why, you know, asking why. So somehow, you know, it's and also good why, I understand, you know. So like in scriptures it says that you know, because whatever is, you know, what the whole in order to play, in order to, you know, play, does this. There is like one answer. You know, in order to make it like a play, yeah, a game, you know, a play, it happens. You know, there is like one school, you know, and another school says that somehow, like when perfection is so, that is like fully perfect, then it is not recognized, you know. Like when you do anything in such a way that is so perfect, it's very difficult to be recognized, you know. In order to recognize, it has to be little imperfect. So somehow the perfection also, you know, we cannot say wants, you know, but I have used word wants, you know, wants that this is recognized. Perfection is recognized. So then, you know, it does all these plays. And basically, you know, I think these are like human inventions, you know. Like to be, actually, like, you know, if we look the nature of mind, it really questions, and it's also very easily satisfied, you know. Kind of, you know, anything you say, you know, is satisfied, you know. It's not really question for question, you know. It's just habit of questioning, you know. So somewhere, I think all these questions, you know, satisfy some people and also don't. So I think, you know, this question will be, because probably, like what looks to me, you know, life is beyond why, you know, there is no why in the life, so life is, and, you know, it will be, and of course, mind will ask why, and some answer will satisfy mind. Like this is how I feel. Yeah. कुछ कहना है? अच्छा, सो वी गो इन द बुक. First, last time we were reading this Tada Drastu Swarupe Avasthanam. So like then this individual who had been performing like a merge into what it, no, whatever it is really merge. And next, like this we read last time, next one is he saying, Vritti Sarupya Mitratra. So of course, like from the last one, we will have this feeling that, you know, this individual merge into the whole without having, also he said, without having any kind of trace. But here he's saying, and you know, like really correcting himself, you know, like probably having said this, you know, he would have recognized that, you know, it's not quite right, you know, kind of like many times, like when you speak from the experiences, you know, like really, having spoken, you know that it's not quite right, you know, like, you know, it's, but also it's not quite right. So probably, really, you know, because generally, when these people speak, you know, there is no memory acting, you know, like there is no, like memory is acting only to find words, nothing more. So they really have to be in the deep in the experience and try to find words and speak. And as soon as you have spoken, you really know, this is not the correct. So he really realized that. And he's saying like, Vritti Sarupya. Mitratra, you know, like certainly the individual functioning, which has been functioning, certainly as vritti, as individuality, certainly merge, but he's saying it's not same, you know, like this merging. it's also a little different. So, like, really to understand what will be the difference. The difference will be, you know, there is like in life, when we act through, there is like a force acting through, as well as a flavor, you know, flavor and force. As long as individuality is there, there will be like the flavor and the force. Flavor will be making actions through force. You know, it's like some force up, you know, like some decisiveness, something. And he's saying like, you know, it's not exactly same, you know. It really merged, but don't think that it merged same way as it came, as when it came. So saying like it's not completely same. It has removed all this force, but flavor is there, you know. Like the flavor is left. You know, flavor of experiences of individuality, you know, having gone through all the cycles. And that really also answer your question, you know. Like somehow, somewhere, maybe, you know, like this I'm making up, you know. So don't understand that I'm speaking truth, you know. Like just. So it could be that what is wants, not wants, you know, however, somehow, also not need, you know, cannot be. So maybe some more flavors, you know, we can say, really, yeah, you know, I don't find like I was trying to say happy, but also not happy, you know. So somehow, maybe more flavors, we can say welcomed there somehow. So this is what Patanjali is saying. Like certainly, you know, it really merged into what it came through, but leaving behind all the force, but having the flavors. You know, it's like it's not exactly same. It's little different, and what is different is flavor. It has a different flavor, you know. It has flavor of having gone through all the experiences, you know, all the experiences of life. That flavor remains in marking. So, saying like vritti sarup, you know, this functioning of individuality meets, like, kind of like comes back, but not exactly same, you know. It has experiential flavor left in it, you know, like experiential flavor, like together with experiential flavor and without any force. So certainly these flavors cannot activate by itself because there is no force, but they also cannot be denied, kind of, you know, because, you know, the flavor is there. So this is why he's saying like vritti sarup mitrak, but certainly a little different, you know, not same as it has started, like with it. Meeting happened, but flavor still remained. So, any questions, please? Yes, please.
When you say the flavor remains without the force, isn't that the want in normal us, the want of that?
Yeah, yeah, the want, you know, like, because we...
Vasana,
prabal, hai. Haan, to... Wo nahi rehta. पूरा मतलब जितना भी एक्टिव फोर्स है वो खत्म हो गया, लेकिन जो इनएक्टिव फोर्स है मतलब जो अब फ्लेवर है आपका वो तो रह जाएगा।
तो मैंने मेमोरी में तो हमें रिकॉर्ड ऑफ व्हाट वी बीन थ्रू व्हाट दैट फोर्स वाज एट द फ्लेवर।
हाँ, लेकिन वो मेमोरी भी नहीं है ना। मेमोरी तो मन का हिस्सा है मतलब। हाँ, मेमोरी तो केवल शरीर के साथ में है ना। जब शरीर मतलब जब सो जाते हैं तब भी मेमोरी नहीं, मतलब मेमोरी खत्म हो जाती है। तो मेमोरी तो बहुत ही लेकिन उसका कुछ न कुछ जो किसी न किसी रूप में यू कैन से नॉट इन फॉर्म ऑफ मेमोरी बट लाइक सम इन सम फॉर्म या इट रिमेन्स। So this is like the part where he describes what will be the like content, you know, what will be the content of yoga, and now he will describe the process, you know, like to attain the content one has to go via the process, like, you know, via the process, and then only that content will be attained. So now he starts the process, like, you know, like how, and so because he says yoga चित्त वृत्ति निरोधा, सर्टेनली इन ऑर्डर टू गो टू प्रोसेस ही हैव टू डिस्क्राइब व्हाट इज वृत्ति, यू नो व्हाट इज, एंड ही इज डिस्क्राइबिंग वृत्ति, ही सेइंग लाइक वृत्तया पंचतया क्लिष्टा अक्लिष्टा, लाइक दी वृत्ति दी repetitiveness I described, he's saying they have like five kind, you know, there will be five kind, as well as these five kinds will act to get attached to, as well as to remove attachment, you know, like it can work like, you know, both ways, you know, it can really act to get attached to. Also same vrittis can act kind of other way, you know, like they remove the attachment. So saying like vrittaya panch taya, you know, vrittis, repetitiveness are five kinds. Are the ways of perceiving life have five kinds, and they can act to get attached to, as well as to be non-attached, like same vrittis, you know, in acting one way, we will get attached to things, and acting another way, we will like start feeling being not attached. So saying like klishta, aklishta, Klishta means like when they can act for condensing. Also they can act for flapping. Kind of. Klishta means when they are condensing, aklishta, when they are flapping. Kind of. Like both ways. So so far, any questions? Please.
So, does it basically say we cannot learn anything new?
We cannot learn anything new?
New.
No, that's
not. Not as he says, there is attachment and detachment, and attachment gets loosened up and becomes into a new thing.
Attachment and?
Attachment is detached.
Mm-hmm. No, I think he doesn't say that, you know, so far. Yeah. You know, like it's probably... yeah. yeah. You know, because he's saying like, you know, like the way we perceive life, you know, like the maybe... the functioning of perceiving life will have five ways, and those five ways could also condense life, you know, like really make it, and also those five ways act for flapping, you know, when you are kind of opening those flapping, yeah. Flapping, okay, whatever that is, yeah.
yeah.
cotton, you know, like when cotton is condensed. Now he is coming to, you know, like slowly opening, you know. So now he's saying, pramana, viparya, vikalp, nidra, smritaya. Like the five ways of perception, you know, five ways we perceive are pramana, viparya, vikalp, nidra, and smriti. And now he's coming to, like, he will describe what is the first one, pramana. So saying pratyaksha anumana gama pramanan. So like, you know, if you see like smoke coming out, like only smoke there, not the fire, like you will, because you have seen that smoke comes out of fire. So you have only seen smoke, but you imagine, it will be imagination, but kind of like a real imagination. That's why he's saying like pratyaks, like having seen only smoke, imagining the fire. You know, that will be like pratyaks, like more
Is it smoke?
Anumoy. No, like it's Praman. Like, yeah, like, you know, because already you have experienced it, you know, already you have seen fire and smoke together. So when you see only smoke, then you imagine, like, you know, it's like really you experience also fire because it already has been there. So, you know.
You would say in English deductive reasoning.
Eh?
In English you would say deductive reasoning.
I don't know, like.
You
know.
See the effect, so you deduce the cause. With your mind, you say this is there, so this must be there, even though you don't see it.
Yeah.
Inference.
Can you just give a simple example? Just give a simple example of this.
Yeah. Like this fire and smoke.
No, but I mean in the daily life. Yeah.
In the, you know, it's like fire and smoke is in the daily life, no?
That's a metaphor.
Yeah, so then say, when you kind of scream, you know, anger should be there, no? It's a very, like if somebody is screaming, you know, anger should be there, no? Is a crow, yes, also there, yeah. But, you know, like with this maybe, like these days, you know, without crow, we can make noise, you know, like so. Maybe not exactly same.
What you're saying is, if somebody is shouting, you assume that person is angry.
No, I'm saying like, you know, like you can, like from the south you can remember because, like only hearing the south because you have, earlier you have seen people, you know, shouting and getting angry. Yeah. Pramanani, you know, is like the first vritti, he's saying, like it's really...
One of the ways we see is assumption.
So there are different types of ways to we perceive the things. So one of the things is that we directly see something, or we directly hear something. So that is one thing. But then there is, like, this is called inference. So in the kitchen we have seen fire and the smoke. Or campfire, we see the fire and the smoke. So every time we see fire, there is not a smoke, but every time we see a smoke, there is fire. So, like in mountain top or somewhere, we see that smoke is there. So we assume that there is fire. So
it's the fiction. We hear think it's a quote.
Yeah.
By experience.
In second kind of He's a Viparya.
He said he was going to point out how each of these ways can either condense or, as you put, fluff. So I assume you mean he's also used the words attach and detach or unattach? You mean for the person?
Yeah, you know, that will be far, you know, from person to person. You know, somebody can use, like, you know, seeing smoke and...
In the practice of yoga, how can this person be used to detach?
How? You know, because, like, you know, say, like, if you have, you know, from the fire, you know, bad experiences. So, seeing smoke, you know, suddenly freaking out can come, you know. You really...
Would be an
attached. But then, also, like, slowly, if you have been working on you could, you know, accept it, okay, you know, kind of.
So by recognizing the mechanism of attachment, you become detached.
Yeah, you know, slowly, you know. And then second one, he's saying, Viparyayo mithya jnana mat rup pratisthitam. So, like another way of perception is Viparyaya, he's saying. And Viparyaya means... like when you say misunderstand, you know, like when you see the rope and snake is seen in the rope, like what is not there it's seen, like it's perceived. So that is like also another way of perceiving. It's like when you have seen something but acknowledged something else. You know, like in a rope, you acknowledged snake. What?
Misperception.
I think it's a rope,
and it's
a
snake.
Right. Snake.
Yeah.
Like.
And thinking perceiving is something direct and true. This is working in our perceiving. But it means.
Yeah, like, you know, in middle. Like.
So how our perception gets warped, like it's untrue.
Now, can you understand English? You know?
So is there an example of the second one, say, to give a silly example, is it just what you perceive with the senses and immediately there's a misperception, or is it talking about other levels of misperception?
You know, also other levels of misperception will be through that.
I see a nice car, I assume there's somebody rich nearby.
Mm-hmm.
Like just these sort of things that the mind does.
Mm-hmm.
This is like...
Also,
okay.
Yeah. But, you know, many times, you know, it's not misperception because could be like somebody rich in the car, you know.
Yeah, but it could be a person is in debt.
Yeah, it does certainly. So, like, both possibilities are there, yeah.
Yeah.
On a more personal level, for instance, an anorexic person is very thin, but they think they're very fat.
That also.
So you're talking about that misperception
all the way, kind of. No.
So, like, I think I'm a person, but really I'm not.
Okay. Like if you think so, yes, yeah. You know, all kind of like all misperception, you know, all kind of like misunderstandings, we can say.
Is it not almost all perception? Because what is direct perception?
Mm-hmm.
Surely, if you can perceive directly, you have to be very close to enlightenment.
Mm-hmm.
Because everything is as the doors that we can see.
Yeah. Certainly, yeah. So, you know, I think that's why he's talking, because we all use all these so we can be little like, you know, this is how I do, you know, and we can really like many times in life we really never like we question everyone except me, you know, I question, you know, I doubt everyone except me. And then it doesn't help, because, you know, if I'm in a deep doubt, you know, I will not have even a single friend, you know. And also, probably, I will also like to leave myself, you know, like, even I cannot be my friend, you know. Like, so certainly, you know, like a... I think, you know, life of deep seat, we can say. Deep seat, you know. Seat, yeah. Like if I'm doubting everyone other than me, you know, I think that's how it will be, probably. Like somewhere, you know, because like, you know, I think, you know, there are nice people, you know, and why I should doubt, you know, it's really misunderstanding. And I think, you know, I'm the only one good, you know, the whole world is full of, you know, not nice people, actually, you know, it's really full of nice people, actually, you know, the whole world is full of nice people. So it's really my misperception. And then, you know, suddenly, you know, you know, like, you know, if I'm seeing that I am doubting everyone, you know, I can start doubting myself from the, you know, you know, doubting, maybe I'm the one who should be doubted. And then, yeah.
So the, in the Buddhism, they talk about tathata, the suchness. Tathata, suchness,
uh-huh.
In Buddhism. So that would be perception without this second quality.
No, actually, suchness, you know, will not come within these, you know, like suchness. because even with pramana, you know, like even with first kind of like this vehicle of perception, we can say, like, you know, still, like say, you know, if I have seen fire and smoke, and fire has been like red and green, you know. The fire, you know, sometimes some things burn and they get red and green. So when I perceive without seeing the fire through the smoke, still I will perceive red and green, and maybe it's not red and green.
I was talking more about the second one, like seeing the snake in the rope.
Mm-hmm.
You're perceiving correctly.
Yeah. So, but, you know, suchness is like very different thing, you know. It's not like a suchness.
So
because like in this perception of say rope and snake, like you know, still like I will be perceiving my way.
So you might see the rope as a rope, but yeah, you're seeing it based on your previous concept
yeah
of rope.
Yeah.
Okay.
But then, you know, suchness is not, you know, like it's no, there is no my way kind of.
Excuse me, what I understand now is these five kinds of perceiving.
Mm-hmm. All the perceiving, you know, leading,
five ones, yeah, five ones
from suchness.
And I have to doubt myself to get again to suchness. Is it like this? Suchness is without meaning, without my personal meaning, my values, my assumptions. It's, yeah.
Yeah. You know, suchness is like a. To see that, you know, maybe kind of like, maybe not say being able, because maybe we have to go through these in order to be able. Kind of, you know, like, yeah. Like, you know, is if, probably if that was possible, you know, we don't have to go through all this.
The condensing
mm-hmm
is getting less.
Mm-hmm.
Fluffy sounds nice to us.
Fluffy sounds nice.
So it means proliferation. Mm-hmm. Like empowering the distortion.
Mm-hmm.
Is what you mean by fluffy?
Yeah.
So so that's the opposite of what I understood. You went condensing in your way of talking is a good thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And is that what you mean by working through the
uh-huh.
If it can be towards the calming. And
the towards the calming. Yeah. You know, if that can
that
be.
What you mean by working through?
Yeah. Like, you know, like really that, you know, force is removed and flavor is left, kind of, you know, like that. That way. Another, like is vikalpa, and that is sabda jnana anupati vastu sunyo vikalpa. So there is like another way where like in physical sense there is nothing, you know, no existence of things, but because of because of words used, we like somehow we are tricked, you know, like, you know, all the trickiness happens because of that, like, because we really like people who are good in tricking us, they use words in such a way that we are tricked, kind of, you know, like it's only language, only word, nothing else. But we experience, you know, like in life, at least, you know, if you are very, very intelligent, couple of times, you know, if you are little less, then maybe 100 times, you know, kind of like that happens. So it's saying like, there is another kind of like we really get attached to words, to the words of people, you know, get attached to, also in, actually, in love, you know, also, like, people really use good words, you know, and not love it. And we get cheated, I think, you know, many, many times. So it's saying another way of, like, somehow we functioning to see something where there is nothing, you know, like where, you know, like we really don't reach feeling of person, we reach only the words of people, and then we are caught. So he's saying like, you know, vikalpa, you know, another way is when there is nothing but is introduced as something, you know, and then also we are caught up. Like it's not like only is not only presented, also we get caught. So then it's like that way works is called vikalpa. That, yeah, you know, like, you know, I think, you know, each of us, you know, like, it's like somewhere, like, I think, you know, the humanity has learned cheating, you know, like this, you know, I'm ready to say this by now, that we have really learned cheating only, you know, nothing else, actually, like somewhere. So it's like we really have to look also this, you know, inside us, that if we can be a little loose, you know, there. We cheat, but, you know, not that much, you know. Like it. So it's like only cheating, you know. It could be half-half, then manageable. You know. So.
Is this because?
Yeah, it's because.
Is there such a thing as non-verbal?
Non-verbal?
Yeah, with no concept and no word. Uh-huh. Or it's only like the words that are...
Some people are able to do that, you know, I have seen.
No words,
like sitting silently, but, you know, but, you know, creating something which is false and having ability to cheat.
They have the concept to do it, or they just use their energy?
In, the concept is certainly, you know, without concept, energy cannot be.
Right.
Certainly, yeah, but like, you know, I think because we have gone through so much words, so somewhere like this, because the whole intelligence, like human intelligence, is being used, you know, really, you know, I actually like it's, like the whole world is promoting personality, you know. Personality means to represent yourself what you are not. That is personality. Like the whole attempt of, you know, the all intelligence of humanity is used to promote personality. And what is personality? You represent what you are not. That is personality. So somehow, collectively, we you know, accepted that we have to cheat each other, you know. This is the way, kind of like. Somewhere we accepted that, and really we are doing, you know, without really putting any comma, you know, even like, full on. So that also makes me, you know, I'm not sad, but that makes me sad also.
You seem very passionate when you say that. I don't think I've seen you so passionate.
You know, it's like really these areas still exist in me, you know. So I'm not beyond these, you know. Like when it really comes to humanity, you know, it's like really, yeah. Yeah, you know, the problem is like how to, you know, I know how to come out, but problem is how to put people together, you know. Like this is the problem, like, you know, like when you say, you know, because like the first question is, you know, how I will manage my life, you know. Like this fear of managing life is always on the way. So, but I see that it is manageable without having that fear. So maybe we can have a couple of quiet minutes. Yeah, please. Yes, Philip.
Do you feel like this great illusion that you speak of, this illusion of personality, do you feel it's not happening for a reason?
What?
A reason. There is reason behind this great illusion of personality.
No, it's like it's a kind of like a, you know, it's illusion, you know, because like somewhere, like all the probably intelligence, you know, intelligent people thought that via promoting personality, we will manage a good society. Like somewhere, that was the misunderstanding. That was the, like we moved from a misunderstanding, and it's of course like we have to get fruits of misunderstanding. Certainly.
Then how did it happen? I think he was saying people are capitalizing on it. Yes, people are have used this.
Maybe not, you know, like I see like a complete misunderstanding on that. Yeah, like, you know. Yeah. Because it's like somewhere, somewhere we understood that that can help. Like, you know, like somewhere we really haven't understood the, like the depth of us, you know. Like, you know, like we are very, very deep, you know. Like we have many, many deep parts. And we thought that maybe, you know, changing face will act through, kind of, you know, will work for us, and it's not working. So maybe silence, couple of minutes.